goodness gracious, you know, what will she do to me the next time I get to Chicago, you see? The next time I got to Chicago, dear, I couldn't put a foot wrong for Claudia Cassidy. Everything I did was perfection for her. Whether she'd mellowed in her old age or what, I don't know. But I then discovered also that she was a frustrated opera singer, and she took up being a critic and was told that this was her gimmick. Her gimmick was to hate everybody. She said that Margot Fonteyn couldn't even dance, and these wicked things, you see. Yes. And through that she got notice and sort of publicity in a way, you see. But I put both feet in it, slap, bang, wallop. But I said, I don't care. I said, I really don't care. I said, because they can say anything they like about you, and what chance do you get to reply? None,
yeah,
you see.
That's true.
But this was my one opportunity, did I make of it?
You were talking about the audience being a bit sticky the other night. Do you find the audience vary wherever you go? I mean, do you have any preferences for any audiences? Sort of in London or
I think they vary a little. Yes, I would say they vary. I think a lot depends sometimes on the theatre itself. I'm not saying anything about against the Royal Court. I love it as a theatre. I love the stage staff and the people that I go back to, and there's a great welcome there. I like that. But it's something about the atmosphere of a theatre sometimes. I think Wolverhampton, for instance, that little theatre. And when the curtain goes up, it's like being in your own drawing room or something. They're all wrapped around you there. It's that sort of feeling that can help too. Again, I think it's an accumulation of all sorts of things. Of sometimes a bigger theatre, perhaps people are quieter at the back because they're not going to miss anything. Mm. And if they laugh or applaud too long, then they're missing the next little bit, because it's all a bit fast in any case, you see.
I'm sure you dislike the Empire very much. You went a couple of years ago. You went
yes,
to the
I did.
It's too big, isn't it?
It is too big, dear. But it's very. My memory of it is very vague. It wasn't important enough to me to even remember.
No, to remember it. You only.
I just didn't
once.
Bother anymore about it.
No,
was there?
No, the theatre was too big.
It's much, much too big.
Yeah.
I mean, in America it was the same thing. We played in the theatre in either Lafayette or Champaign, that held I think 18,000 people, and they cut a section of it off for us, which held about 6,000. And it was all mic'd and everything else like this. And my dressing room, I guarantee, was quarter of an hour away. I had to set off quarter of an hour before I went on stage. We went to a very funny theatre in Cleveland. And the first time I ever went, we stayed at, it was the auditorium, and we stayed at the auditorium at Tull, just across the road. And it was winter. And I had that little black coat on, which I've had for so long, I love it. And it had a big collar. And I thought, the first thing I was going to do was to go over to the theatre to see if there was any mail, which is what you do in America, you see. And I got my black cap on and my collar right up here, you see, and it was blowing a gale. I just had to cross the road. And the stage door was actually inside the building. And I didn't then know that there were two theatres, and they were back to back, you see, with one wall in between. And our stage door was here, and there was a ramp that went up. All this is indoors. And I still had this collar wrapped up like this, and I said to this man at the door there, can you tell me where the stage door is? He said, yeah, it's up the ramp. So I started to go up the ramp, you see, and I was with the head down like this and all sort of caught up together from the cold. And I heard this thump, 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 and I looked up, and I was met by six huge elephants coming down this ramp, you see. And I was aghast. I was thrust against the wall while these things stomped past me, you see. In point of fact, there was a circus in the other one. And a circus, an American circus, with three rings going at the same time, as they would have to have it in America, you see. And, of course, every time that we used to have an interval, it just meant coming out of our stage door and just going up the ramp, and I used to stand and watch all these three rings going off all together, you see. Well, I was dressed, and you see, everybody there from the theatre was staying in the same hotel as we were staying in. So every time we went up the elevator, it was full of clowns and dwarves and Tarzan himself was in there, you know. That was nothing. And the full makeup, whereas in England you remove all your makeup before you go out, you see. And so it was nothing to be in with a whole lot of these circus people, you see. Well, it was an interval. I have a fairly long interval in Pinafore. And there I am with all this gold on and the eyeglass and everything and the wig and everything, all this pomp and splendour. And I thought I'll go and see a bit of the circus. And I walked up and I stood among the audience looking at it. Nobody turned a hair there. Nobody looked around to say, who's he? Nothing. They just accept you. Mm. Well, another night I went up and I thought, because dresses in America will do nothing for you, but they're dressing. They won't go out and get you a cup of tea, all equities and all these rulings. So you have to get it yourself if you want it. And I love my cup of tea in between, you know, coffee or something. So I thought, this is Coco, and there I was with my baggy pants, you see, my bald head, and this very colourful dressing gown I had, and I thought, I'll go and have a cup of coffee. And I went up the ramp again, and this little coffee bar, and there was a break, and suddenly I was surrounded by clowns from the circus, and I just looked like one of them, you see, with the baggy pants and everything else. I was, but they were great people, actually. Happy,
How
happy
people. How often did you go to America? Did you go every year?
There's no stated time or anything. No. We would love to go every year, you know, like this. And I think it's time we went so that it leaves the English audiences alone for a while and then we come back fresh, I think, you know. No, I think it must be about 3 years or more since we were there.
You say you watch television a lot. What sort of things make you laugh on television? What sort of comedy programs?
Do you know, this is the awful thing about me. This is why I understand an audience so well when I say an audience is quiet. I can sit and watch a show and enjoy it better than anybody else in there and I won't make a sound. I'm not one that laughs right out, but I'm thoroughly enjoying it inside. And this is why I think, well, of course, perhaps they're not making noise out there, but they're enjoying it as much as I would if I was out there.